Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. So whatever you wish that men would do to you, do so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter it are many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." The Gospel of today has three separate parts. Matthew seems to have gathered these sayings of Jesus at random, as there is not a common theme. They are found in different places in the other Gospels. The first verse appears to be a hard text, suggesting that the church should be exclusive, whereas Jesus promoted the reverse, that is, that we should all be one family of God through Jesus Christ. This saying appears to sound much more harsh in modern times than it was in the time of Jesus. There are always some people with whom we can never really communicate with any degree of comfort or success. They have, as it were, closed minds to anything they think alien or is foreign to their experiences. There are many reasons why this is so, but people can only understand what they are fit to understand. Experiencing the truth of what is said, or observing the manifestation of it, can often achieve positive understanding. Seeing Christians living and working in a Christian manner can preach to people to whom the Christian message in words is nonsense. It is always possible to show Christ even to the most hardened. In the Gospel of today, we then move on to verse 12. And this verse is the heart of the Bible. It goes, "So always treat others as you would like them to treat you. That is the meaning of the law and the prophets." In the majority of sayings we hear on this subject, we find the negative is pronounced. In other words, do not do to others that which you would not have done to you. In the book of Tobit, he teaches his son Tobias, "What thou thyself hatest, to no man do." And rabbis such as Hillel taught the same maxim. We find the same in Psalm 15, he who does not slander with his tongue, and does no evil to his friend, nor takes his reproach against his neighbor, etc. And the sentiment is echoed in several other religions, but again always in the negative. Confucius said, "What you do not want done to you, do not do to others." In legal life, too, it is a perfectly understood concept. Otherwise, there would be no need to have laws. No one but Jesus put it in the positive form. It is, of course, easier not to do something than it is to do something. It is easier to refrain from punching somebody on the nose for a wrongdoing than it is to ask them to dine with you and to make peace. A person could keep the negative law by doing nothing at all, whereas for his faith to be apparent, the Christian has actually to do something positive for others. We then go on to verse 13, which speaks of entering the narrow gate rather than by the wide. In all areas of life, one is confronted by choice. Some of these choices are easy because we feel confident about the consequences of making that particular decision. At other times, we might take the easy way, but rue the way we took. Every worthwhile action takes time and effort, and usually self-denial. Greatness is only achieved by toil. One cannot become a concert pianist without training and dedication, or a first-class athlete, artist, poet, surgeon, or a saint. We cannot become an expert or help others without denying ourselves in some way. The easy way is to let someone else take on the responsibility. It is easy to join in the gospel and keep in with the crowd. It is more attractive, for it needs no effort or training. The way through the wide gate might look inviting, the hard way most tiresome at every crossroad in life. But if we look at our actions in the light of our final destiny, then we can take the difficult way with joy, with Jesus, for he is the way, with Mary, and with the expectation of eternal happiness.